SBS Radio.
Hello, this is Tim Gottlieb. I'm here primarily as the convener of the 25th Jewish LGBT Plus World Congress that's happening in Sydney in March. But I'm also a psychotherapist, and believe it or not, I also teach bar mitzvah.
That's amazing. That's I wouldn't see a connection between all these things, but you probably, there is a fantastic connection, and you'll tell us all about it. But let's start with the 25th Jewish LGBT Plus World Congress. Can you tell us about it?
Well, it is the first time that the World Congress has come down to us, not only to Australia, but to the whole Asia-Pacific region. The World Congress has been going since 1980. It's just looking for the Jewish voice of LGBT folk around the world. And it's interesting to find the different challenges that that people face in different parts of the world. But we're very happy that we've brought together a fantastic collection of people, starting with our own Professor Karen Phelps, who is a member of the synagogue where the conference is taking place at Emmanuel. And it's just wonderful that we have Karen, lesbian, Jewish, and, you know, at the top of her game. It's wonderful that she's been willing to share her wisdom and her inspiration with what will be a fabulous collection of people, local and international, interested in this.
International, where from?
The World Congress has representatives around the world. In fact, they will have their steering committee meeting here. So we have people coming from New York, San Francisco, Amsterdam, France, England, Mexico, Singapore, and of course Australia, and people coming up from Melbourne. It will be quite a hot pot of Jewish ideas.
And that is very interesting. So how many people are you expecting to participate in the conference?
Look, it's hard to say, but it could well be 100, actually I hate that question.
And have you been to previous conferences?
Actually, I haven't been to the World Congress before. The last one was in Rome, and the one before that in Paris, and then before that in Buenos Aires. Looking very forward to experiencing it.
Is it an annual event?
Yes. So it's the 25th, so it's been going for a very long time. Got a solid foundation. And it's interesting that with Jewish LGBT, there's a bit of a kvetch in both directions. LGBT community, it's important to maintain our profile and ensure our conversations are alive with the LGBT community, as much as it's important that we push the envelope a little bit with the Jewish community, because clearly we still have a long way to go in addressing issues that come out of orthodoxy. But across the board, there's always more that people can do in terms of developing inclusion and engagement and just learning to deal with difference as much as possible to make the world a better place.
And we are talking to Kim Gottlieb, the convener of the 25th Jewish LGBT Plus World Congress. And you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Kim, I believe that you are also very involved with Dayenu, the Jewish local organization here in Sydney. Can you please tell us about Dayenu? First of all, what Dayenu means?
Well, Dayenu comes from the Pesach Seder, Dayenu, meaning enough. And we've reinvented it to mean enough of the prejudice, enough of the lack of inclusion, enough of us feeling other and us wanting to be included. But really, it's just an umbrella organization for Jewish LGBT at the local level. And our main event is Mardi Gras, where we've been having floats since 2000. It is a great opportunity for people to get together and have some fun. There are a couple of other speakers coming out that I think are worth mentioning. We have Abby Stein coming from New York, who's a transgender woman who grew up in ultra-Orthodox, speaking only Yiddish. So she had to step out of that community and then step into transitioning to be a woman. And of course, we have the president of the World Congress, Frank Gioi, who spends his time between France and New York, and so he has quite a broad perspective. And another person I think we should mention is Rabbi Eli Tikva Sera, because they are one of the first out lesbian rabbis to be ordained in the UK, and it's the 30th anniversary of her becoming a rabbi. So we're very happy that, in fact, we're having a Pride Kabbalat Shabbat service that's open to everyone, you know, not just conference delegates, but the whole community, gay, straight, whatever, is welcome to come. All our allies are welcome to come to Emmanuel Synagogue on Friday the 22nd of March.
Can you please repeat the dates of the Congress and also how people, if they want to participate, what should they do?
So the conference is happening in March 21st to the 24th, which is just after Purim. So it'll be a lot of fun. But actually, the events that we have coming up start with the beginning of the Mardi Gras Festival.
So we are talking to Kim Gottlieb, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. We are talking to Kim about the 25th Jewish LGBT World Congress.
So the conference is open to anyone who's attracted to it. So you don't have to be LGBT or Jewish. It can be something that you're attracted to. All the information is on the Dayenu website, which is dayenu.org.au. I'll spell that D-A-Y-E-N-U. But we're also on Facebook and Twitter. Also, the World Congress has a website, glbtjews.org. So there's lots of ways to find out about us.
It's very exciting because the list of guests is very impressive.
The Mardi Gras Festival begins on Sunday, February the 17th with a fair day, and there'll be a stall of Dayenu and the World Congress at fair day, so please feel free to come along. But very importantly, on the following Sunday, February the 24th at 2 o'clock, there's a forum at the Sydney Jewish Museum that everyone should have a little interest in. The title of it is Homophobia, Anti-Semitism, and the Politics of Othering. Is a really interesting way for people to get some understanding of the stuff that relates to our Jewish story and how there is a bit of a link in addressing homophobia. And then on Friday, the March the 1st, there's the traditional Mardi Gras Shabbat service and dinner at Emmanuel Synagogue. And then in the Mardi Gras parade, you'll see not one but two floats, one for Dayenu and one for the World Congress. There's an opportunity for people who want to walk in the parade to join us. So please go to the website, follow the links to get whatever information you want and be in touch. We'd love to see you.
And can you please tell us a little bit about yourself? You're a therapist, you're a teacher.
Yeah, so I've been a psychotherapist for many years, and my specialist area is in relation to process work and narrative therapy. And it's mainly about people developing a bit more awareness of what's happening for them so that they can create better choices for themselves and better outcomes. When it comes to dealing with the children, I think that my therapeutic experience helps with the children. I like to engage with them as human beings. And at 12, they've got very inquiring and very interesting minds, and just learning to engage in the Jewish prayers, just get an idea of what moral decisions are, and just having discussions about these complex things like God and the universe and why we get up in the morning and what is the meaning of our time.
Kim Gottlieb, the convener of the 25th Jewish LGBT World Congress, thank you so much and good luck with the Congress.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.